Krita kaya mani Krishna kale bhare Vishnu ninda aravati parapara
Vishnu ninda
aravati Krita kaya mani Krishna kale bhare Vishnu ninda aravati parapara
Vishnu ninda
prakriti kariya mani Vishnu kale bhare
prakriti kariya mani Vishnu kale
bhare Vishnu ninda aravati parapara
Vishnu ninda
Prakriti kaliya mane Vishnu kale bhare.
Prakriti kaliya mane Vishnu kale bhare.
Vishnu ninda aravati Martyria.
Martyria.
Caria.
Caria.
Taking it to be so.
Taking it to be so.
Taking it to be so.
Mane.
Mane.
Accepts.
Accepts.
Vishnu.
Vishnu.
Lord Vishnu's.
Lord Vishnu's.
Kalevala.
Kalevala.
Body.
Body.
Vishnu Ninda.
Vishnu Ninda.
Defaming or blaspheming Lord Vishnu.
Defaming or blaspheming Lord Vishnu.
Are.
Are.
Beyond this.
Beyond this.
Nahi.
Nahi.
None.
None.
Ihara.
Ihara.
Of this.
Of this.
Upa.
Upa.
Above. Translation and purport by the language is Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. One who considers the transcendental body of a Vishnu to be made of material nature is the greatest offender at the lotus feet of the Lord. There is no greater blasphemy against the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Please repeat. One who considers the transcendental body of the Vishnu.
One who considers the transcendental body of the Vishnu.
To be made of material nature.
To be made of material nature.
Is the greatest offender.
Is the greatest offender.
At the lotus feet of the Lord.
Of the lotus feet of the Lord.
There is no greater blasphemy.
There is no greater blasphemy.
Against the Supreme Personality of God.
Against the Supreme Personality of God.
Of course. Sri Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswami explains that the variegated personal feature of the absolute truth is the Vishnu Tattva, and that the material energy which creates this cosmic manifestation is the energy of Lord Vishnu. The creative force is merely the energy of the Lord, but the foolish conclude that because the Lord has disported himself in an impersonal form, he has no separate existence. The impersonal Brahman, however, cannot possess energies. Nor do the Vedic literature state that Maya, illusory energy, is covered by another Maya. There are hundreds and thousands of references, however, to Vishnu Maya. Parashara Shakti, or the energy of Lord Vishnu. In the Bhagavad Gita, chapter 17, text 14, Krishna refers to Mama Maya, my energy. Maya is controlled by the Supreme Personality of God. It is not that it is covered by Maya. Therefore, the Vishnu cannot be a product of the material energy. In the beginning of the Vedanta Sutra, it is said, Janmadiya Shayata, indicating that the material energy is also an emanation of the Supreme Brahman. Lord Krishna is Supreme Absolute Personality of God. He is one without a second. He is one without a second. He has unlimited energies, which are not separate from him. But the energies exist because of his existence. He is eternally surrounded by his energies, but he is fully independent, while all the energies are fully dependent on him. Sometimes, an experienced teacher takes the hand of an inexperienced child to teach him how to write A, B, C, D. Is the teacher learning A, B, C, D? No. He is teaching A, B, C, D, but he is not learning. Is teaching. Teaching is different from learning. A person who is teaching has already known. A person is learning something which they have not known yet. So, the Supreme Absolute Truth, Personality of Godhead, has unlimited energy. Parashakti, you will be like, you need to pass through your day. Parashakti, unlimited. They are completely dependent on him. While he is eternally in association of his energies, but at the same time, he is fully independent. It means he can exist without his energy, but his energy cannot exist without him. It is the statement of the Vedas, approved by all the acharyas, the Tattvavidas. Tattvavidas, those who know the Absolute Personality of God. This is a conclusion. The author of the Vedanta Sutra, or Brahma Sutra, Sivagasade, he went into meditation. In his meditation, he saw the spiritual world. He saw the material energy. He saw the spiritual energy, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and he saw that everything was completely in obedience to Krishna. He saw them separately. At the same time, they are fully dependent on Krishna. This is complete knowledge. This is perfect knowledge. That nothing is separate from Krishna. Yet, Krishna maintains his supreme position. That is Krishna. He is not controlled by anything. He is not controlled by anything, but everything is controlled by him, as Krishna. So he declared that himself in Bhagavad Gita, Maya adakshena prakriti swyate sa chara charam hetu anena kauntriya jagati parivartate. Maya adakshena Maya is under my authority. Srististi Pralaya, Sadana Eka. Srististi Pralaya. Lobama said, Srististi Pralaya. Durga is creating, maintaining, and destroying under the authority of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. She's doing it because of the supremacy of the Personality of Godhead, not independent. Maya is not independent. So, Mama Maya, my energy, it's Krishna's energy, does not control him. The nature of the conditioned soul is that, the nature of conditioned souls is that, just like wearing a glass, the glass is blue, what will I see? I'll see blue. Everything I see will be colored by blue. If you're wearing green, everything which we see is colored by green. Similarly, because our consciousness is polluted by Maya, whatever we see is Maya. And therefore, there are so many living entities in this material world who transfer that dream to a waking state. A dream we are having in the night, we continue that dream even while we are waking. It is very, very dangerous. That is the situation of conditioned souls in material world. That we are still having the dream we had while sleeping. That dream is also taking place while we are awake. Then we impose that dream on everything that we come in contact with. Seeing this material world is conditioned world, Jiva Loke, Jiva Bhuta. Jiva Loke is where? Jiva Bhuta, Jiva Bhuta, Jiva Loke. Conditioned soul in the conditioned world. We transfer our condition also to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But little intelligence shows that a commissioner of prison will visit prison. He is not a prisoner. He is only visiting at his will. He does not have time to visit. He can visit the time he likes and he will get out the time he likes. But the prisoner cannot do that, doesn't have the power. That's the difference. When the prisoner transfers their unconsciousness to the prisoner, this is what is the problem. We are seeing things according to our mundane level. So, Maya bodies, they think that, they believe that Krishna, the Supreme Personality of God, and all the jivas who are his part and parcels are all material. They are all material. But Brahman is spirit. So Brahman is spirit, is supreme, while Krishna is temporal. The deity form of Krishna is temporal. All the jivas are temporal. Therefore, they are very, very dangerous. The association is very, very contaminating. Because they don't have complete understanding about the personality of God. Because we don't see things as they are. We don't see things according to the scripture. We see things according to our condition. I'm a fool, therefore everyone is a fool. Amate manate jagat. Papa always called this word. This. What I feel, things are, that is what they are. But it is not everything we think that is correct. It is not everything which we think that is correct. It is not everything we see that is correct. It is not everything which we do that is correct. Not everything. Only a pure devotee sees things as they are. So, pure is there, purity is there. It makes a difference. Conditioned soul means we are subjected to a certain situation, a certain condition. We are subjected to a certain situation. This means that we cannot see beyond our condition. Condition means we are not normal. We are not normal. Condition. So we have air condition. It is not the normal air. So we are not normal, so we can't see things in a normal way. Therefore, we have to see things through the eye of the scripture. That's the perfect way to see things. I will see through the eye of those who know. But because we're covered, we don't even know those who know. But do we accept their position? How then will he be covered by the material energy? If that were possible, material energy would be greater than the Supreme Lama. Even this simple argument, however, cannot be understood by the Mayavadi philosophers. And therefore, a thing, Maya for greater gain, which applied to Din Nivalvita is extremely appropriate. See, look at this word. Maya Pahrita Gyan. The intelligence is stolen by Maya. If something is stolen, you should have it. Maya Pahrita Gyan. Right? The intelligence is stolen by Maya. So if someone has lost something, you still have that? Yeah? Do you understand? Bharatiya Lokesha said the Maya body is the intelligence is stolen by Maya. So if something is stolen, it means it is gone, you don't have it. How do they make this? Have no intelligence, have no memory. The mother, cell phone. Can a fool make microphone? Yeah? So, what does it mean? Maya Pabita? Yeah. Intelligence has been stolen by Maya. How are they making this? A fool can make this? It means what?
The intelligent understanding and to understand Krishna. That's been stolen.
Intelligence, according to Bhagavad Gita, means one who knows Krishna. Well, who knows the spiritual world? He knows the material world. And he knows the honor of what the material is spiritual world as intelligence. But one who does not know this, he can be anything in this material. He can even have a Nobel Prize as the most intelligent person, but you are not intelligent, a fool. Prahlad Maharaj mentioned in Bhagavatam. An intelligent person is one who has the knowledge of the nine limbs of bhakti. Anyone who is not engaged in the nine limbs of bhakti, not intelligent, is a fool. And so Sukadeva Goswami mentioned also in Bhagavatam, 11th canto. Those who are intelligent are those who are chanting Hare Krishna. So one who is not chanting Hare Krishna is a fool. They're not intelligent. His intelligence is stolen. Even though we can make so many wonderful things in this material world, one is still a fool because one does not know who provided all these things for us. But whose energy are we even acting? Fool. Therefore, the intelligence is actually stolen. Prabhupada said, which is applied to them in the Bhagavad Gita is extremely appropriate. Anyone who thinks that Lord Vishnu is a product of the material energy, as explained by Sadananda Yogendra, should immediately be understood to be insane, for his knowledge has been stolen by the illusory energy. Lord Vishnu cannot be placed within the category of the demigods. Those who are actually bewildered by the Mayavad philosophy and are still in the darkness of ignorance consider Lord Vishnu to be a demigod in defiance of the Rig Veda mantra Om Tat Vishnu Paramam Padam. Vishnu is always in a superior position. This mantra is confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita, Mata Parataram Manyat. There is no true superior to Lord Krishna or Vishnu. Thus, only those whose knowledge have been bewildered consider Lord Vishnu to be a demigod, and therefore suggest that one may worship either Lord Vishnu, the goddess Kali, Durga, or whomever one likes, and achieve the same results. This is an ignorant conclusion that is not accepted in the Bhagavad Gita 9.25, which strictly says, distinctly says, Yanti Deva Rata Devan. Have you seen at any time? You enter the street and then you get a ticket. What news? And you are in where? In flat? Have you seen that? You purchase a ticket at the bus stand. One direction in another direction. The ticket you purchase is already marked to a particular direction and a particular bus. If you enter that bus, it will take you to that particular direction. Is it not? Similarly, you worship a particular demigod. Not all demigods want to go. You cannot worship Ganesh and go to Shiva. If you worship Ganesh, you go to Ganesh. If you worship Shiva, you go to Shiva. If you worship ghosts and spirits, you don't go to any. That's it. And the ghosts and the spirit or the forefathers. And those who worship Krishna will only go to Krishna. Even if you enter a street, there are so many buildings on the street. The building which you live is also one of the buildings in that street, right? Can you just enter any building? Because it's a building. You have to go to a particular building where your money qualifies you for. You rented a two-bedroom apartment. You will not go for five bedrooms. You will go for the two. Because that is what you have qualified for. So anyone who worships God Vishnu will go to Vishnu. If you worship any other demigod, you will go to that demigod. So it is foolishness to think that any way is a way. That is monkey way. That the human being does not take any way to be a way. Only monkeys can take any way. It's a way. And that is a way of foolishness. Right? We are drinking all kinds of liquid in this world. Anyone drink Damani? Huh? It's also liquid. Do we drink a fuel? Petrol? It's also liquid. It's not liquid. It's not the same. They're all liquid. What is liquid? Alcohol is liquid. Gamaline is liquid. Fuel is liquid also. They are all liquid. They are the same. Is it not? Vishnu, Brahma, Ganesh, Chandra, they are all the same. So also, all liquids are the same. Is it true? So we should not go to a fuel station to go and buy fuel. We can put water in our carton. It's really quick. It's only a foolish person who would do that. So it's only a foolish person who would accept that any worship is descended. It's foolishness. It's not descended. So we should clearly understand Yanti Madajlo, the Imam, Christian said. The worshippers of the demigod will be promoted to the respective planet of the demigods. But devotees of the Supreme Lord will go back home, back to Godhead. Go to Krishna, not any demigod. Go to Krishna, because that is the best one we worship. Lord Krishna explained very clearly in the Bhagavad Gita 7:14 that this material energy is very difficult to overcome. Devi esa gunam yi mama maya durachaya. Maya's influence is so strong that even learned scholars and spiritualists are also covered by Maya and think themselves to be as good as the Supreme Person of the Godhead. Actually, however, to free oneself from the influence of Maya, one must surrender to the Supreme Person of the Godhead, as Krishna said in Bhagavad Gita 7:14. Mami bahi prabhajante maya mitam parantite. So if Krishna is in Maya, and everybody is in Maya, and everything is Maya. So they should worship Maya, we should not worship Krishna. We should worship Maya. Because everything is Maya. If it is true, why should one worship Krishna to overcome Maya? It is because Krishna is not in Maya. Krishna is the master of Maya. Therefore, if we surrender Krishna only, then we will overcome the stringent law of materiality. The only solution is to take shelter of the master Maya, the Krishna. Then you will be free from Maya. Because Krishna is not Maya. A sick person cannot cure another sick person. Only a person who is healthy can cure a person who is sick. So Christian is not sick. Christian is not in Maya like us. Therefore, if you worship him, if you surrender to him, if you take his shelter, he can deliver us from Maya. Mam deva ye prapadya nje mayam nikam prajita. It is to be concluded, therefore, that Lord Vishnu does not belong to this material creation but to the spiritual world. To misconceive Lord Vishnu to have a material body or to equate him with the demigods is the most offensive blasphemy against Lord Vishnu. An offender against the doctor's feet for Lord Vishnu cannot advance in spiritual knowledge. They are called Maya Pahrita Gyan, or those whose knowledge has been stolen by the influence of illusion. One who thinks that there is a difference between Lord Vishnu's body and his soul dwells in the darkest region of ignorance. There is no difference between Lord Vishnu's body and Lord Vishnu's soul, for they are Advaya Gyan, one knowledge. In this world, there is a difference between the material body and the spiritual soul. But in the spiritual world, everything is spiritual, and there are no such differences. The greatest offense of the Mayavadi philosophers is to consider the Vishnu and the living entity to be one and the same. In this connection, the Padma Purana state, Arche Vishnu Sila Jiri Guruso Nara Madjiri Vaishnave Jati Bhiji Jeshava Naraki Saha. One who considers the Archa Murti, the worshipful deity of Vishnu, to be stone, the spiritual master to be an ordinary human being, and a Vaishnava to belong to a particular caste or creed, is possessed of hellish intelligence. One who follows such conclusions is doomed. The Christian body is spiritual, nothing material, completely spiritual. Even when Christian comes to the material world, spiritual. Spiritual, nothing, nothing. Maya cannot pass Krishna. So Sugandhya Goswami told us, Maya stands at the back of Krishna, not in the front, because it's a shame. It's a shame to stand in front of Krishna, so she stands at the back, not in the front. Therefore, the front of Krishna is knowledge, and the back of Krishna is ignorance. So sometimes, most of the time, you see in Hindu temple people go to the back of the altar, offer obeisance at the back. What is the meaning of that? Huh? At the back of the altar there, the people offer obeisance there, at the back. And the back of Lord Vishnu is ignorance, darkness. So when we offer obeisance at the back, what does it mean? Ignorance. That's ignorance. We offer obeisance in the front because that is knowledge. It's Krishna. Not at the back. So location is different. The pure devotees of Krishna, they are different. They are different. They are not touched by Maya. Not just Maya. Pure devotees are not touched by time. Pure devotion is above time. It's above Maya. Therefore, to equate Krishna with the demigods or the living entities is the greatest offense. So Krishna Das Kavada Goswami is saying here, there is no greater blasphemy against the Supreme Personality of God as this. the greatest acts. And the prophet concluded, one who follows such conclusion is doomed. Doomed to live in hell. To have such a mentality, one is already living in hell. One is already living. It's just a time. Time is just separating us. As soon as we leave the body, one goes directly to hell. So devotee is to understand this. Someone asked, Subhadra is for Krishna's sister. So, why are you saying Namo Sadhguru? Are they not the same person? They're the same person, Krishna's sister. I said, yes. Yes. So we already have Jagannath Baladev Subhadra in the altar. So why are you going to the Durga again? Taking your consideration, yeah, we agree with you that yes, Subhadra is Krishna's sister. So we already have Jagannath Baladev Subhadra in the altar. So why are you talking about Durga again? Are you not satisfied? Why are you not satisfied with this? Because we think we are very intelligent, so we can twist it. It is true, Durga, Subhadra, the same person, they are different features. Is it not? They have different features. A lawyer, deals with the wife and children in the house. This word, friends. This word, the
claims.
Yeah, the claims of the lawyers are what? Criminals. The same. The dealings is the same. Is not the same person. The lawyer. The criminals in the court, his friends and the relatives, the dealings are the same?
Yes.
So you can say, why not? It's the same you. Is that intelligent to think that they're the same? No, they're different. So Durga and Subhadra, they're the same, but their activities are different. Therefore, we take them for what they stand for. Subhadra has different features. Durga, Kali, Subhadra. Krishna, Isani, Sani. They have different features. One person has different features. Therefore, we deal with them according to their position. And that's the reason why I don't worship Durga. Subhadra, we don't offer her goat. Right? But Kali, it takes goat. Yes. So in the same, they're different. To equate them is not intelligence, it's foolishness. It means we don't know. Therefore, we should approach those who know so we can act properly. Just like we give an example. There are varieties of liquids, but among all the liquid things we have, we also have fuel as liquid, but no one drinks fuel. Right? It's not because it's expensive, it's because it is fuel. Although it is liquid, it is not meant for drinking, it is meant for something else. So one should not think that Lord Krishna and the jivas are the same. Or the body of the special master, Vaishnava, pure Vaishnavas are the same, they are different. They're different. Right. Comments?
Maharaj, the five contamination that we all have, that five contamination come from the time of birth, according to our karma. And this also from the time of birth, there is no intelligence. When there is this five type of contamination, attachment, fear, anger, greed, envy, these five gates to bring us to health. So this push people also to worship demigods. From attachment come fear. No, from attachment come greed. Then fear, anger, and envy. So these five contamination that Krishna purifies, this also bring the those people to worship demigods, or they get also contamination by the demigods because they also have these five contamination. The demigods, they have also these five contamination.
All conditioned souls, all conditioned souls have the problem. So, because we acquire this from birth, and it pushes us to do wrong things, misunderstand, therefore we are not guilty. That is what I just want. We are not guilty because the nature of that is. Right? That's a question. Yes. Christians also say like that. Devil pushed me. Devil pushed me. I didn't want to do that, but devil pushed me. After the influence of devil, I acted wrongly. Can we say like this in a court? Can we tell a magistrate like this?
They say it.
Yeah?
People say it.
They say it. So they will bring the devil to the court.
That will be the next dimension.
So can you bring the devil to the court? So you'll be free. Is it not? Because if one is accused wrongly, they say, no, I'm not the one who stole the property. It is this person. What's the next thing? Bring the person. So the person will be brought and you'll be free. So please bring the devil who pushed us to do the wrong things by you. Then we're going to be free.
Nobody has produced them.
Nobody has produced them. That means we are responsible. It means that we are responsible for it. The similar thing like that you find in the first country of the world, where the hand is being pointed to Kali. The influence of Kali is very heavy on us, that we are helplessly, chapter 18 about it also, we are helplessly acting. So we are being pushed. In chapter 3 Bhagavad Gita also, Krishna is talking, Krishna asked, what is that it makes you want to act as if by force? What is done, Krishna? Krishna said,
It is lost on me.
So the next question, so how do I get this lost? Why loss is haunting me so much like this? What did I do to lost? And it's not giving me a chance at all to rest. Why? What did I do to you, lost, Mr. Lost? What is the problem with you? Mr. Lost answered, the problem is that I'm just sitting in my own room. I didn't call you. You came and knocked on my door. So I opened it. You came inside. So you are experiencing what is inside this house. That's your problem. So you cannot blame me. You came here by yourself. It is our choice. It is our choice to associate with Maya. Therefore, whatever Maya is, we must experience that. That's the problem. So we are responsible. There are a few verses in Bhagavad Gita where Prakriti Kriyamani Unakame Sarvasa Ahankar Ahankar Vimukta Atma. Manyate. False ego makes us to think I am the doer. Right? Actually, everything is done by Krishna, but Maya makes us to think, false ego makes us to think that we are the doer. So Krishna is the doer, but we are not the doer. So if Krishna is the doer, why are we suffering our actions? Why is someone else is doing something and are being punished? Why? Someone else is doing something else and I'm being punished for the thing I did not do. Why? This is what this verse is talking. Prakriti Kriyamanani. Everything is done by nature. A bewildered spirit soul thinks he's the doer. Okay, I've accepted the philosophy. I'm not the doer, but why am I suffering for something that I did not do? This is about Gita 7:27. Right? In chapter 5 also you find meaning like this. Chapter 5. You find it like this. The spirit soul is residing in the city of nine gates, neither causing action to be done. So it's a loop. So why are we suffering for the things we do not do? That was my question. So I was doing this.
But if Krishna is the doer, but he still gives us free will, so we have the free will either to associate with Maya or not. So therefore, if we do use that free will, then we are responsible for the action
process. Yeah, the action which we perform either in the greatest state or conditional state is false ego that makes us to think I'm the doer. That is the point. Either in the liberated or conditional state, the activities which we are performing is actually done by Krishna. But false ego makes us to think we are the doer. So my question was, why are we being punished for the things which we do?
I don't know, we so in the in the soil, it will come out. So probably in the past lifetimes, there is something which is coming out in this lifetime.
The point is, either now or past or future, everything we are doing is being done by Krishna. So why are we being punished for the things somebody else is doing? That was my question. Do you understand my question? Why are we punished for the things someone else did? Krishna said he's the doer, we're not the doer. So why are we suffering for the things which we don't do? Someone else is doing something else. But it is. If I enjoy, it's all right. If I don't enjoy, it's all right. But whatever I come from enjoying or suffering, I am not the cause of it. I'm not the doer. So why am I suffering for the reaction? That is enjoyment or suffering.
No desire.
Desire. Yes, sir.
An affair associates the place of music, and the choice of coming in that atmosphere is ours. So by coming here, whether we do or not do, then you are influenced by the presence.
Alright. Thank you. Thank you.
It's like a collective reaction.
We think we are fully surrendered, but in fact we are not.
Thank you. But we should do bad disaster. We should go to bad disaster. That's what I say. So go for bad disaster. Then you understand. Yes, Christians say that we are claiming proprietor over the things we do here. It is wrong. It is wrong to claim proprietor. We are not giving recognition to the real doer. The real doer is Krishna. We are the tiny doers. We are tiny. Co-creators of Krishna. We are very tiny. But we are not recognizing our position and realizing also the supreme position of the Krishna. So, the false ego. That's false ego. You look at the company. Second, yes, we are not the doer. So, Krishna is the supreme one. So, we shouldn't suffer for anything which is performed. See, the nature of a river is what? What is the nature of the river? It will flow, right? And you are standing by the bank of the river. Nobody push you. Yeah, by your own interest, you jump inside the river. What will happen? A current will take you. Is it not? So we have jumped into this material energy. The material energy is tossing us here and there. So we are responsible for that. We are responsible for that. Krishna is not responsible, but we are responsible for that. Our happiness and enjoyment is not caused by Krishna. Our happiness and enjoyment is caused by our own action, our own swimming, our desire. Our selfish desire is causing all the difficulties, all the problems that we are passing through. Therefore, we should be careful with the desire. The Krishna consciousness is to help us change, transfer a wrong desire to a right desire, to enjoy with Krishna, not separate from Krishna. Therefore, we will be free from all reactions to our activities. We will not be responsible for all our sufferings. This is how we free ourselves. As long as we are here, acting based on our force, we will pay for it. Now we will say that the children are innocent. Children are innocent. Innocent means what? Innocent because we are thinking that this is the beginning of the child. But the scripture tells us that since time immemorial, we have been here. How many times you have been a child? It never counts. You have been a child, a child, time immemorial. So we are accountable for all those activities we have been doing since time immemorial. Ignorance is not an excuse. Hare Krishna.
Can you please give some details about the glories of the Dhyana leaves in Jagannath Puri? Dhyana leaves.
That is a long story. It's a long story. It's not a life. It's a long story. It's the whole class. Okay, so probably it's normal.
A pure devotee, his desires are being purified. So that sometimes that even if someone feels that he is suffering, his body is suffering at least. So how can we...
A pure devotee can never suffer. A pure devotee can never suffer. Any pure devotee who feels he suffers, not a pure devotee. Never. Suffering is not for pure devotee. Huh? Is Solomon Japataka Swami Maharaj is complaining? Japataka Maharaj, does he complain? Is he complaining? Anybody? No. He travels more than those of us who are not as sick as his body is. He travels more than all of us. Is that a sick person? That's a sick person? He's traveling more than those who are not having the condition of his body. He travels more. Traveling for the education of a person who is existing. Is that suffering? No. That is what we are seeing, because we don't have eye to see. So think, oh, why a pure devotee is suffering? So Ajiva Goswami explains why Krishna allows pure devotees to suffer. Why? Ajiva Goswami explains that Krishna is advertising his pure devotee. A conditioned soul will curse Krishna. Why am I suffering like this? I have given so many things to surrender to you. When my friends, I have to suffer like this. Oh, you are not the Supreme God again. I have to go for another person and surrender. That's a conditioned soul. A pure devotee will never ask Krishna, why am I suffering like this? Because he doesn't see it, he doesn't feel it. When people get old, what do they do? They are simply suffering, lamenting that all the body tormenting them in a frustration. It's all anxiety. The pure devotee is traveling extensively. This country, that country, this country, constantly preaching peace and consciousness. So, how is that so? Krishna is glorifying his pure devotees. Krishna is making his devotees famous. You see, my devotees are different from non-devotees. They don't have anything to lament for. So we have a practical example. We have been hearing for this person, Sanatan Goswami, 500 years ago, Vasudev Data, 500 years ago. But today we have a living example that we can identify. And this person, not just a book, now we can see physically, that someone is so sick, and that sickness is not affecting the devotional service. What is that? Pure devotee. Anything which affects our Krishna consciousness means what? We are not transcendental. Transcendental means that whatever happens, it is simply enhancing our faith in Krishna. That is transcendence. Anything which brings our faith down, the Krishna concept is not transcendence. It is not. That is Maya. So I am transcendental. That's what it means. That no bodily situation, conditions affect my devotional service. That is transcendence. You know, affecting my faith in Krishna. That is transcendence. So we are seeing that today. Krishna is very kind. He's teaching us by using the pure music. And Krishna cannot use conditioned souls to represent it because he will not succeed. So Krishna uses only his pure devotees because they know the drama. They will stand firm and always remain yes to Krishna in most circumstances. Yeah. Everywhere, so many places we hear about this person, that person. We will not see. Today we are seeing. It's only the Bhaktivinoda Maharaj lost his leg in ISKCON, not as a karmi. In ISKCON, in Mayapur, he lost his leg. He sacrificed his leg to protect Radha Madhava. Is he complaining to anyone? And he come like this to ISKCON. Why do I come to ISKCON and get deformed? Is he complaining to anyone? He's satisfied. Satisfied. He lost a leg here in the movement, not as a karmi, as a devotee. Robbers, they came to steal the thing. What the jewels are goals, they want to come and steal. He used his body to take the bait, sacrifice. In the process, he lost a leg. He was blood everywhere. He certainly was turned. When we were taken to hospital, we just say chanting at Krishna. No lamentation, oh! What is this? He never said that. He was simply chanting at Krishna. See, the devotees have to come and take him to the hospital. No complaint.
Krishna glorifies his few devotees because they don't identify with the material body.
Yes, that's the difference. He didn't complain to anybody. He was happy, chanting at Krishna till today. No complaint. Nothing. How is that so? So pure devotees cannot suffer. Only conditioned souls suffer. Helpless Thakura was beaten into two marketplaces and thrown. Did he complain to anyone? Helpless Thakura said, you know, when the Kazi and the Nawab were blaspheming Krishna, I didn't do them anything. That is why have to take this karma or suffer this 22 beating to places in it. Because I didn't do anything. So one who does not defend the version of Krishna, one is blasphemed, will carry the head, the problem of their head. And I said, that is my problem. I didn't cut off their tongue. Yes, I didn't commit suicide. Therefore, I have to pay in this way. So, no one should feel sorry for me. The punishment I got is that Shiva. Yes, of it? No. The few devotees can also. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai, Prabhupada ki jai, Jai Govinda Madhava, all glory to Sri.
Yeah. Да, Феникс, да. Я их соучил.